Architecture of the universe, it has been written since the natal day of creation that I would encounter you and love you. But with the first line of this letter, I feel that my soul has already so poured forth that it'll abandon my lips and my pen before this is concluded. Perhaps your charms entitle you to remain as is proper for the gods, but do you not know that the gods receive a favor at least the fumes of incense we burn to them here below? Do not then refuse my worship, as you possess beauty and splendor to the highest degree. You would make me a pious if you prevented me from adoring in your person two of the greatest divine attributes. Forgive the ravings of a desperate man, or better, pay no heed to it. Sovereigns have never been held to account for the death of their slaves. Yes, I should consider my fate enviable if you take the trouble to cause my destruction. If you will deign at least to hate me, this will tell me I am not indifferent to you. Thus death, good which you think to punish me, will be a cause for great joy. Yes, death. If love means understanding that two souls were created to be united, when one realizes the other does not feel this union, he can only die. And this, while my body still lives, though not for long, is the message that my soul, departing from it, sends you. I must pause for a moment and control myself, and not confuse love with art. I'm fated moreover to die blind. Have you not made of my eyes two alembics wherein my life must evaporate? And so it happens that the more my eyes are moistened, the more I burn. Perhaps my father did not mold my body from the same clay that gave life to the first man, but rather from lime, since the water I shed consumes me. And how does it happen that I still live, though consumed, finding yet more tears to be consumed further? On grand occasions, thought must also be grand. Abandoning my heart, you have left it an insolent creature who is your image and who boasts of having the power of life and death over me. And you have gone from me as sovereigns leave the torture chamber for fear of being importuned with pleas for mercy. If my soul and my love are composed of two pure sighs, when I die, I will beseech my agony that the breath of my love be the last to leave me.
It's...